Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that retail sales fell for a second straight month in April, a disappointing performance that raises doubts about whether consumers were regaining their desire to shop. The Commerce Department says retail sales fell 0.4% last month, much worse than the flat reading economists had expected. The April weakness followed a 1.3% drop in March that was worse than first estimated. Retail sales had posted gains in January and February after falling for six straight months. The number of U.S. households faced with losing their homes to foreclosure jumped 32% in April compared with the same month last year, with Nevada, Florida, California showing the highest rates. More than 342,000 households received at least one foreclosure-related notice in April. First quarter home sales fell in all but six states: Nevada, California, Arizona, Florida, Virginia, and Minnesota. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 83.26 is down 142 points. The NASDAQ 1692 is down 23, and the S&P 500 at 893 is down 15.25 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather forecast is Mike Sola. And Mike, we've been off the air a couple of times this morning, and as I look at the old WILL weather gauge, I see 1.03 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. I expect that not much is going on in the way of planting in the Eastern Corn Belt.
Well, Dave, that 1.03 may be an underestimate. Our 8-inch rain gauge was up to 0.75 inches, and we've had three rounds of pretty substantial precipitation move through since then. So I suspect we may be already up to 1.25 inches and maybe surpassing that. One report already out of Christian County had 1.6 inches of rain measured as of 7 o'clock this morning, or 7:55 this morning, with water standing in the cornfields there. I did take a little ride yesterday and saw some activity in the fields along Interstate 57 between Chicago and the Champaign area. It was sporadic, but it looked like somebody... A few folks were out there trying to get as much done as they could before this round of rain comes in. There will be another long delay because we have this band of rain, which could be substantial, along with some severe weather in the area this afternoon. In fact, a pretty high likelihood that the severe weather will be across the map from the southern Great Lakes, maybe even into the central Great Lakes, all the way down into the southern plains today. It's just not a very good setup. More very moist air, a warm front moving through. So more drenched fields across our area. Now, there are actually in the corn and soybean areas a few locations that could use rain. They're pretty sparse. They're generally in far eastern Ohio, in through southwestern Ohio, with some areas maybe even needing up to 5 or 6 inches of rain. In fact, they will get a little rain today, and that will help their situation out. But many locations are just in just a bad way as far as moisture, too much moisture. Extremely moist fields stretch all the way from northern Oklahoma through Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, in through northwestern Indiana and in through southern Michigan. So those areas do not need to see another drop of rain for quite some time. Unfortunately, the rain shield will stretch across a large portion of that real estate today. Now, next week, late this week and next week, We do have the band of precipitation expected across the Corn Belt this weekend. That'll work through. We could see another large area picking up a half to an inch of rain. So that will force the delays into next week. Right now, it does look like conditions should start to improve. At least computer models are indicating that the precipitation will start to taper off a little bit, the less active weather next week. Again, it's going to take a while for fields to dry down to get into the fields across much of the corn and soybean belt. The Delta and the Southeast, there are some indications that they will see a low-pressure area developing in Florida and moving across the northern Gulf of Mexico the middle part of next week and into the following week. That could bring some possibly some heavy precipitation to that area, especially the southern portion of the Southeast and the lower Delta. That low-pressure area may move into the Atlantic Ocean and not the Gulf of Mexico. But that situation will have to be monitored because that could bring some substantial rain to that area as well. Outside the U.S., Australia, they will remain very dry in Western Australia. They could possibly see some mid to late week showers next week, and that would boost soil moisture in a positive direction. Rain is still expected across Queensland and New South Wales over the next couple of days. Some locations could pick up in excess of a half inch, but we're generally looking for a tenth to a half inch in many areas. That could help situation there. And in the southern hemisphere across Argentina and Brazil, they did have some scattered showers across Argentina, but drier, warmer weather is expected to develop this weekend and into next week. In Argentina and in Brazil, rain will continue in the far south today into tomorrow with some heavy amounts up to maybe 3 to 4 inches in local areas. Little flooding will be possible in Rio Grande do Sul, but not expected to last very long. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat open at 6.33¾, down 3¾. Last trade up 2¼. At the Board of Trade, May wheat open at 5.89, up 6½. Last trade up 7. July, 5.91½, down 3/4. Last trade up 3¾. December, 6.40, down 1¾. Last trade up 4. May corn open at 4.20½, up 1. Last trade up 5½. July, 4.27½, unchanged. Last trade up 6. December, 4.48, unchanged. Last trade up 7¼. July of 2010, 4.74, down 1/4. Last trade up 6¾. May beans open at 11.56¾, up 19¼. Last trade up 15½. July, 11.20, up 2½. Last trade up 15½. November, 9.80¾, up 1¼. Last trade up 11. July of 2010, 9.85, up 8¾. Last trade up 19. May soybean meal open at 370.80, up 4.60. Last trade up 4.70. July, 3.47, up 30. Last trade up 4.80. May soybean oil open at 39.73, up 34. Last trade up 24. July opened at 39.86, up 18. Last trade up 24. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. Streetlights are on here in Champaign-Urbana.
You usually don't say that at 9 o'clock in the morning. We've been knocked off the air by thunderbolts a few times already this morning, and Mike Sola tells us that maybe more than 1¼ inches of rain have fallen. And so let's play what if for the moment. Mm-hmm. Let's for the moment assume that the planters rolled pretty hard in the Eastern Corn Belt over Sunday and Monday, and let's say they got 12% or 13% done. You add that to the 10 that was as of Sunday, you're up to 23. It doesn't look like you're going to get a whole lot more done until NASS reports again and takes their estimate on Sunday night. Is 23 enough to get us over the 450 hump in July corn?
I think so. I think right now we're, if you were to look at it, I think you could maybe even see this thing run to, I think a lot of the lower carryout raised the estimated December objective to $5. So, yeah, I think, you know, we hit 450. I think there will be a lot of farmer selling, which will put pressure on it at 450. But, you know, you said, Dave, we were 10% versus 84% average at next week if it's 23%, you know, based on probably a 95% or 97% average.
Mm-hmm.
Still in kind of dire straits there. I had quite a few calls yesterday from insurance clients wanting to know what their options are on preventive plan. And I read a little bit this morning that some areas are already starting to throwing out 30% preventive plant acreage. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think all that's going to boost the market a little bit in the near term.
Very quickly, then, the calls.
Calls are corn up 5 to 7, beans up 10 to 15, and wheat 3 to 5.
All right, Chris, thanks very much.
Yeah.
That's Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. And we're on the web 24/7 for your pleasure at WILLAG.org.